Mr. Suresh, how bad is the condition of Arctic sea ice this year?
Well, what's happened right now is that we've just reached very recently the seasonal maximum in ice extent. Now, what happens is the sea ice shrinks through spring and summer, it melts, then it grows through autumn and winter, and it typically gets to its maximum somewhere around the middle of March. Well, we've just passed the maximum, and it's tied for the lowest that we've ever seen. And so that's really telling us that in terms of where we might go this summer, how much ice we might lose, we're already kind of in a deep hole. And so it's really just telling us that the Arctic sea ice is really in decline. It's losing ice in the winter. It's losing ice in the summer. And we could be looking at a very different Arctic 20 years from now.
When you say it's lower, by how much lower? Can you quantify?
It turns out that if you looked at the maximum extent that we just passed, it was just the other day, it was about 1.12 million square kilometers below the long-term average. That's about 430,000 square miles. So it's a lot of real estate that we're talking about here. Now, the thing is, the biggest losses that we've seen are at the end of summer, typically. But now what we're seeing is that at the end of winter, at the maximum, we're really losing a lot of ice kind of at this end of the season, now this end of the year right now. So things really are starting to change quickly.
Now, is this affecting different areas of the Arctic differently? Do you see different patterns in Western Arctic, Eastern Arctic, on the Russian side there?
Yes, in terms of the overall, the numbers I just gave you were for the ice as a whole. But if you look across the Arctic, you see very different patterns. Now, if you look at this, what's happening this year, where the ice is really low, that is where we have a lot of open ocean where we shouldn't have, is out in the Barents Sea region. So that would be kind of north of Scandinavia in that area. And it's particularly low in there. And it's a combination of a couple things, it seems, that number one, it's been a very, very warm Arctic this winter, warmest I've ever seen. And also in that sector, it appears that the transport of ocean heat into the region has played a big role. So heat coming from the Atlantic into that area of the Arctic and keeping ice from growing throughout the winter. So it appears that there's a number of effects here that are conspiring, and this gives us these different regional patterns of sea ice decline, really big out there in the Barents Sea.
How about on the Canadian side? What's happening there?
Well, on the Canadian side, not too bad. Now, if you look north of Canada, north of the Canadian Arctic Archipelago, say Ellesmere Island, those areas, they're completely ice-covered, and they really are pretty much all the time. And that's because the ocean currents tend to pack up the ice against the coast there on a continual basis. There's always a fair bit of ice there. Out in Baffin Bay, Davis Strait, we're a little bit below average, but the Canadian side is actually looking okay this year. The big losses are more out on that Atlantic side, the Barents Sea side, and also out on the Pacific, like in the Bering Sea. It's also pretty low. But the area around Canada, actually this winter is looking pretty good.
Now, this year we're experiencing one of the warmest and strongest El Niño effects. Is this playing somehow into this lower ice extent?
I suspect that the El Niño is playing a role. Now, on the one hand, I say there's ocean current effects at work here on the Barents Sea. That probably isn't related to El Niño. But in terms of the overall warmth of the Arctic that we've seen this winter, I'm sure that it is. Now, we don't have the answer as to exactly how that works at this point. I'm sure there'll be a lot of people looking at this problem to try and understand it. But I think it's a lot more than coincidence here. The heat this winter over the Arctic has been sort of relentless. It's been very warm all winter. It really hasn't stopped. And so that certainly is playing a role. So I think it probably is linked into the El Niño pattern, but I don't think we have the details on that yet.
Did I understand correctly that there were above zero temperatures the North Pole this year?
Well, that's very interesting. It looks like we got close anyhow. And as I recall, this was around the end of December. It was just after Christmas, as I recall. What happened was there was a very unusual pattern of the atmospheric circulation that pumped up a bunch of really, really warm air way up into the Arctic. And we can look at buoy data. We have buoys drifting around the Arctic Ocean. And it looked like briefly, at least for a time, temperatures right around the North Pole did in fact reach or perhaps even exceed the freezing point. Now, that's pretty much unheard of, something like that to happen. Has it happened before in the past? Maybe, but I've been studying Arctic climate for 30 years and have never seen anything like it.
So where do we go from here? What do you see happening in the short term and the medium term?
Well, in terms of what's going to be happening here in the short term, we're already seeing influences of the loss of the sea ice cover. Things like, you know, polar bear habitat, things like this. People who live up there, subsistence hunting practices, for example, are being impacted already. There's also big issues in summer when we're losing a lot of sea ice, and coastal erosion, entire villages having to be moved because they're washing away into the sea, because with the lack of sea ice, you can get big waves now, which you didn't have before. But in terms of where we're going, I think you're looking at a case where maybe even just 30 years from now, you're going to be having summers with essentially no sea ice. And that's going to be a profoundly different Arctic. It's going to have big impacts on things like shipping, potentially, extraction of natural resources, because you can get at the oil and natural gas that is there. And there are also a lot of work looking at the issue that if we lose that sea ice cover, that could lead to a much warmer Arctic that actually influences weather patterns outside of the Arctic in middle latitudes, in Montreal, for example. Now, that's a very controversial issue. There's, I think, evidence on both sides of the coin there. But it's just one of the things that people are looking at in terms of, you know, what does this changing Arctic mean to us?
Can you explain that a bit more? I'm not sure I understand. How does it impact, for example, the weather in the mid-latitudes?
Yeah, well, it's a very good question. All right, so if you look at basically how the big-scale weather machine works, why we have weather patterns in the first place, it's because we have a big gradient in temperature from the lower latitudes to the higher latitudes. So, of course, it's colder in the Arctic than it is in the lower latitudes. That sets up a big temperature gradient in the atmosphere. That sets up a big pressure gradient in the atmosphere. And that's what drives the circulation of the atmosphere. So whenever you see a storm coming through Montreal, for example, or through Boulder here, what it is the atmosphere's way of transporting heat from these warmer lower latitudes to the colder higher latitudes. Well, when we lose the Arctic sea ice, what happens is we greatly warm the Arctic. We think that, well, it's warming, so we lose the sea ice. But at the same token, you lose the sea ice, you warm the Arctic up. Well, if you warm up the Arctic strongly, like we are, what it basically does is start messing around with that big-scale temperature gradient. If we do that, the weather would have to respond. You would see things like shifts in jet stream patterns and shifts in the storms that we associate with these jet stream patterns. So that's basically how it would work, in a nutshell.
Hmm. Now, this changes that you see, you were saying that we might come to a point where there's no sea ice. Are we talking about just winter ice but also the multi-year ice?
No. When people talk about an ice-free Arctic Ocean, they're really talking about summer or late summer. Even in a warmer world, it gets cold and dark in the Arctic, and there will be ice there in the winter. It's just that ice now will be but a seasonal feature. That is, it will melt away completely in the summer, then grow back in the autumn and winter. Now, some of the changes we're seeing right now in winter is saying that, well, you know, we're kind of headed towards that way, that now we have so much less sea ice in winter that, well, it's likely that we're going to have a lot less now in summer because we're already starting out in the hole. But really, for a long time to come, it's going to be a situation where you have ice in the winter, but you would be losing it in the summer. But again, that'd be a profoundly different Arctic than we have today.